Hello, hi, this is Will calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We'd like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This will only take a few minutes to complete and ask about sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Will you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English is fine.
Thank you so much. Do you currently live in Boston? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
The zip code is 02118.
Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Do you identify as female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. How old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 plus?
I'm 64, so whatever category, I can't remember what the boundaries were. But.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, Middle Eastern, North African, two races or more?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma or GED, attended college but did not complete, trade, technical, vocational training, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate degree, master's?
I have a PhD.
Okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
It was excellent until I went on a business trip and got COVID, so I'm homesick with that right now.
Everybody is getting sick with
yeah.
it. In general,
normally I have excellent health.
Okay, thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Good, probably.
Good. Okay, thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? Few times a week? Every day?
Pretty much every day.
Thank you. How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never? Once per week? Few times a week? Every day?
Every day.
Thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never. About once per week, few times a week, every day?
Close to every day.
Thank you. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
I would say on the average, if it weren't for COVID, I would probably be, once a week, something like that.
Once, okay.
Being stressed out, yeah.
Thank you. What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Not really.
Not at all?
Once
some
in a
days?
While.
Okay.
Maybe some days, yeah.
Thank you so much. What about having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
No, I don't have that problem.
Okay. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
I don't know if that includes work stress. Yes,
yes.
Most days.
We all go through it. So you will say nearly every day or more than half the days?
More than half the days, probably.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following: a substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
No. Diabetes, yes or no?
No.
No. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. High blood pressure?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like?
I've had depression, definitely.
Okay. Overweight or obesity?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have with each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like the rise of petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Will you say very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
It's somewhat likely.
Thank you. Have there been any social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
I mean, I think there are, that's hard. There probably have been. I travel a lot for work, so I'm often not I'm not the right person to ask that question. I almost feel like you should say NA. I don't want to skew the results.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I live here, but I'm not home a lot. So
I understand.
Clue into those kinds of activities.
Okay. I understand. Thank you so much. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Will you say yes or no?
No, I do split my time. My father is 90 years old, and so I split caretaking for him with my sisters. So that's the only kind of issue there. So I guess probably for the purposes of this study, no.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
I think I strongly disagree. I'm white and a woman, so.
Thank you so much. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Agree. I don't know. I don't know if I can strongly agree even for white people.
Yes. That's an option.
That
either somewhat agree or strongly agree.
No, I think I somewhat agree. I think if they do that with anyone, they do it with white people.
Okay. Thank you so much. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
This is where the design of the survey becomes really complicated. I think we can somewhat agree in the sense that trust them not to aggress against us, generally speaking, as compared to people in other racial groups. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Okay, thank you so much. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
They should be, yes. Strongly agree. Not because you're poorly treated, but because it's demonstrably unfair.
I understand. Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
I guess I strongly disagree, or somewhat disagree. I'm sure there are white people who are treated poorly by the police as well, but not as
Thank
a general
you.
Rule.
Thank you so much. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have they stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have they been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood have felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Have you ever felt that police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No. And can I ask, are we assuming in these questions that everyone in my neighborhood is of my race?
Yes and no. It's a public.
Like, I don't want to, because when I asked the earlier question, I live right near a homeless shelter, and there's a fair amount of police activity around the people who are being served by the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Those people are literally like one block away from my house. And so when I see police activity, it's not directed at me, it's directed at them.
Okay.
And
I understand
so,
that.
Like, I have observed that in my neighborhood, but it's never been directed at me. So I just,
well,
I want to make sure I'm not skewing the results by misunderstanding what in my neighborhood means.
Yeah, I guess you have to base your answers on your personal experience. What you just described right now, I see that you have witnessed some police abuse, if you want to call it that.
I certainly haven't seen any physical abuse. I don't know how often it happens to know whether I would characterize it as harassment, but there's a lot of surveillance and, it's hard for me to characterize it. I've certainly seen, police officers gathered around someone who's lying on the street.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if they're there to help the person or they're intimidating the person or what exactly the nature of that interaction
is. Okay. Well, feel free to answer based on your personal experience and whatever you think is the right answer. Please don't feel influenced by anything. This is just a public research, and your questions will remain, your answers, I'm sorry, will remain anonymous. So,
I'm thinking about what the intent of the survey is and what it's really trying to measure. And I'm wondering if the way that I'm answering it is not in keeping with the intent of the question, but whatever. I'll just go and answer from my personal experience.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your concern and interest. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, let's continue. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Well, yes.
Okay, thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, thank you. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have they been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Have they arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
No. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Have they physically abused you?
No.
Have they assumed that you are a thief?
No.
Thank you. Have they stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Have they followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Thank you. Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree with the statement?
Probably strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I try not to talk about the time when I was stopped.
Strongly disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
I guess somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me to the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
I guess neither agree nor disagree. It's kind of irrelevant.
Okay, thank you. Because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I feel like I am being watched or tracked.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I feel that I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I am less likely to call the police when I'm in need.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you.
That's your personal, like, make me personally feel safer?
Yes, this is your personal opinion.
It's not like how my community feels, but how I feel.
It's, I guess it's your point of view, how your community is reacting to the service police department is giving them.
Okay, then I guess I would somewhat disagree, because I think it makes some people feel less safe. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Somewhat disagree.
Oh, what? Somewhat disagree, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, strongly disagree, no.
I strongly disagree, okay, thank you so much. We're almost done. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? Self-employed, retired, homemaker, student, employed, without a job and not looking for work, without a job and looking for work?
I'm employed full-time.
Thank you so much. What is your current marital status? Are you married, separated, single, never married, cohabiting outside the marriage, divorced, widow?
Single, never married.
Single, never married. Thank you. How many children do you have? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plus?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. How many adults 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
Including myself, 1.
Including yourself, 1? Okay.
Yeah,
what is your household total? Okay. What is your total household income from all sources? I will read the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20K, between 20K and 50K, between 50 and 80K, between 80 and 120K, between 120 and 175, between 175 to 250, greater than 250.
Up to 250.
Okay. Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15 years, or your whole life?
God, since 2008, so that's what, 15 years, or close to that?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
As an adult, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. What best describes your current living situation? Are you a homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends, living somewhere I do not pay rent, university housing, or dormitory?
I'm a homeowner.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street and near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
So East Berkeley Street and Harrison Avenue.
You said East?
East Berkeley. That's B-E-R-K-E-L-E-Y. East Berkeley Street. And Harrison Avenue, like Harrison Ford.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So East Berkeley and Harrison Ave, correct?
Correct. Yeah, East Berkeley Street and Harrison Avenue.
Thank you. Will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harbor researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston Police Department for a $50 gift card, yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You have now completed a survey in order to receive the $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion. Please provide your phone number and email address.
Sure. My phone number is 617-372-6743.
Okay. Let me repeat that for you. It's 617-372-6743.
Correct.
Okay. Email address?
So it's my name. It's Suzanne O'Brien, SUZANNEOBRIEN, at mac.com.
Okay. Suzanne, SUZANE?
No, two N's. Suzanne,
oh.
Two N's.
Two N's?
Yeah. SUZANNE. E-O-B-R-I-E-N.
O'Brien?
Yep, O'Brien. So Suzanne O'Brien, all run together like there's no space or dot in between the name.
Okay.
And then at.
Suzanne? At?
Yep. mac.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me repeat that for you. So that's Suzanne O'Brien. SUZANNEOBRIEN at mac.com.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much, Suzanne. I really appreciate your time and participation. You will be contacted. Thank you. Have a good one.
Great. Thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye.